It will also work to bring together leaders to identify public and private investments. Two of those leaders are Tom Dabreiner, Director of Community Development for the City of Bloomington, and Nicole Ani, Health Promotions Manager with the McLean County Health Department, who both agree Bloomington's grant application was competitive for several reasons.
Our community has a lot of really engaged individuals and organizations that are really well poised to address built environment issues in our community. We've had a lot of great plans come out recently that have highlighted the need to address some environmental issues within Bloomington to improve the health of our citizens, such as the McLean County Regional Planning Commission. They came out with their comprehensive plan for the city of Bloomington, and I know Tom can talk a little bit more about that, but for the first time ever, it includes a healthy living chapter in which they have goals around sidewalks, improving walkability of communities. It's very comprehensive, and improving access to healthy foods.
The Bloomington Comprehensive Plan actually played a role in securing this grant, Tom?
I think the
things that were in it?
Absolutely, the things that were in it. I think the what this new program does with the Invest Health is give us a chance to start to implement some of those goals that are in the comprehensive plan. And as Nicole mentioned, they do include streets, they do include sidewalks, they do include bike paths, they include better access to parks.
Is that what we're talking about when we use the phrase built environments, sidewalks, hardscape infrastructure, things like that?
I think
even parks?
Even parks, even creating new parks, for that matter. A couple things play into that, and one is just, does a land use exist? For example, we've talked about a food desert on the west side and southwest side, and that's a really fancy way of saying we don't have access to a grocery store or healthy food options. So we've got those kinds of use issues, and then we have access to various locations, and hopefully they're not auto-dependent only.
And that is an issue in Bloomington Normal, as much of Bloomington Normal is auto-dependent.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, most communities that evolved over the same time frame as Bloomington have a similar dependency. It's just a question of what you do after that and really making complete streets.
Is part of what made Bloomington competitive also part of the problem, though, when we're talking about some of the health issues that Bloomington is facing, Nicole?
Yes. The health department has been collaborating with the with OSF St. Joseph Medical Center, Advocate Broman Medical Center, and United Way of McLean County to conduct a community health needs assessment over the past year. And through that, we've seen a large number of disparities between individuals living in 61701 versus the rest of McLean County. So that really stood out to us, that there are geography-related issues for accessing health services and receiving and improving one's health.
So the difference between 61704 and 61701 is different.
It is different.
And if we narrow the focus down a little bit more, is West Bloomington an additional focus of what you hope to accomplish or hope to focus on in the community?
Yes, we've seen that through a number of other community reports from the West Bloomington Revitalization Project. They've come out naming West Bloomington as an area to really focus efforts on. So we see that as an area to really narrow in on for addressing built environment changes.
This grant, in part, is designed to transform how city leaders work together to help low-income communities thrive. Is there a good coordinated effort focused on health and wellness now? How is it working now, Tom?
Well, it already started with regard to health. And Nicole can speak better to those long-term needs. But I think the addition of the city to this, that simple step really helped us gain this grant and helped to identify some of our needs from a physical built environment standpoint.
And anything you want to add, Nicole?
Yeah, well, specifically for addressing obesity, since 2009, the McLean County Wellness Coalition has been together to address obesity by addressing policy system and environmental changes. So that group has been pulling together different organizations and individuals who have a stake in addressing obesity. So we're talking about increasing physical activity and increasing consumption of healthy foods and beverages. And they've been working well together, but that's not the only effort. There's a lot of other great community efforts that have been going on to address built environment issues in our community. The Invest Health grant, like Tom said, will really allow us to pull all of those different efforts together to collectively address issues on the West Side related to built environment.
In 2004, the Center for Disease Control contracted with a number of foundations to look specifically at the creation of an approach that they felt was valid and really hadn't been looked at before, and that is the relationship of streets and sidewalks and bike paths and parks and the availability of healthy foods to underserved communities. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation was part of that then. They're part of it now. We're excited to be. This is really their first foray in reaching out. And I think Bloomington is feels very lucky to be part of that. I mean, obviously, we've identified some issues, and we're happy that we're being part of the solution as well.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy with Nicole Awney. She's a health promotion manager with the McLean County Health Department, and Tom Dabreiner, director of community development for the city of Bloomington. And we're talking about a recent Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant to invest in the health of the community. Let's draw a line, if we can, between built environments. Let's use sidewalks as an example. How do sidewalks or these built environments actually affect the health of people in our community? Nicole?
If you don't have sidewalks that are walkable, you're not going to see as many people walking and using that as a mode of transportation versus using a vehicle or a bus, rather. So by having sidewalks in your community that are not cracked, they're nice, there's stops along the way, it's conducive to travel from your home or wherever to a grocery store or to a healthcare facility or to your job, that is going to encourage more people to walk and use that as a mode of transportation and ultimately then lead a healthier life. And
sidewalks need to be as direct as possible, and they need to make the pedestrian feel safe.
And Tom, you talked about complete streets. Bloomington is working on a complete streets policy, as is the town of Normal. How will complete streets actually affect the health of a community? That would involve sidewalks.
It involves sidewalks. It involves bike paths both on and off the street. It includes issues. Basically, complete streets is a concept. It's probably a decade old or more at this point. It's a requirement to look at your street reconstruction issues, maintenance issues through a different lens and a much wider lens.
It's making the street available for all users of all ages, for all purposes, basically.
For all purposes. And everybody has a right to get from A to B. And let's make sure we're accommodating all the different modes, including transit and bikes and sidewalks.
You mentioned obesity. Let's talk about that for a minute, because there are so many different causes of obesity and so many different ways to fight it. Is this really a blank slate in terms of this Invest Health grant in fighting that one health issue?
I think we have a few different specific projects in mind for tackling obesity, specifically through environmental changes. We do know from a lot of research that has been done that addressing health issues by making some of these big, huge changes to your community is one of the most effective ways to actually make your community healthier. So we're excited to be able to have some extra support to make that happen. It's easy for us in the health sector, in the nonprofit sector, and social services to kind of get stuck in just doing programming that's working on a small scale level or working one-on-one with individuals, doing educational pieces, which are still very important, but this Invest Health initiative is going to help us take it to the next level and make that extreme impact that's going to provide us with long-lasting, sustainable change in our community.
But at this point, you're nowhere close to sort of putting your finger on some of the specific things you want to do with this grant. It is a planning grant, so what are the next steps?
You're right. The next steps, actually, this is an 18-month-long process, and we're going to be learning what other communities have done to bridge that link between chronic health problems and the built environment, the streets and sidewalks that we've been talking about. We will come up in that time frame with two or three options that fit this community and our needs, and then we'll get some guidance as to how we're going to pull that off in the future.
And you're also looking to, at least the grant, one of the parameters of the grant is to be able to unlock investment dollars to address some of these concerns or implement the plans. How do you work on that? And I assume you're hoping for not only public dollars, but private dollars as well.
And that's something that we'll learn more about. That is part of what one of the goals for the foundations that are involved. They want to help us learn, I guess, to reach out and form those coalitions. And really, this is true across the board these days. One source just doesn't do it. One action doesn't do it. It takes multiple parties, like we're setting up here with the Invest Health program. And it's true for this. It's true for many things.
As Community Development Director, Tom, you work closely on land use policy within the city. Are there current land use guidelines or zoning policies that need to change that you might change as part of the work on Invest Health?
I think so. We're going to start work on our rewrite of our zoning ordinance, which is the implementation tool for the comprehensive plan. So the timing of all of this is perfect in terms of looking for options that we can include in a new zoning ordinance that may, in fact, help address these issues.
And you're not out on the ocean alone here. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is offering local teams access to its advisors and coaches who will help guide efforts to improve health. When do you think you'll have to lean on them to go back to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for advice or help?
Well, it starts in June.
Nicole?
Yeah, we'll have four national convenings where we get together with all the other, there's 49 other cities that are involved in this Invest Health process as well. And we'll be getting together with all those cities at these four national convenings. And at those convenings, it's our understanding we'll have technical assistance and guidance there. So my understanding is we'll be communicating with these advisors throughout the whole process, working with them on identifying the needs and using data specifically to identify those needs and figure out which projects we're going to emphasize through this process. And hopefully it'll continue thereafter.
This is a new partnership formed in the community between the city, healthcare providers, McLean County Health, and it's a necessary one. I think this is going to help bridge a gap, or at least we're all going to look at this differently than we have in the past, and that can only help us.
Tom Dabreiner with the City of Bloomington and Nicole Ani of the McLean County Health Department. Ani says as the process moves forward, more partner organizations will be involved to help change Bloomington's health through its built environments. And Dabreiner says there will be an opportunity for public input as well. It's Sound Ideas.